And we are live, and we are going to talk about favorite places, the sounds, the smells, the noise, the atmosphere of these favorite places, so that we can try and paint a picture, what it looks like, visualize this. And it's based on a few questions, and we see where the discussion goes. So, Isma, without knowing what your favorite place is, but when you walk into your favorite local place or spot, what greets you first? A smell, a sound, or a feeling?
I would say that I'm more visual and not more connected to smelling or sound. And I think that some pictures, some landscape, conduct me to think.
Okay, so you were looking at a picture, not a real place, yeah?
No. The real place. When I
Okay.
have a landscape, for example, once I commented to you that I wrote a haiku about
Yes,
Icarus.
Icarus, yes.
I was at the airport, and that environment brought me the idea. About Icarus' dream. You understand?
So flying over landscape, yeah.
I think images connected more to myself. Of course, I like sound. I like birds singing. I don't know if you remember. I comment to you when I was in Curitiba. There was a QR code, and it was possible to go to some site. I think it was from Wikipedia, and it was possible to listen to some birds from that place singing.
Okay.
I like sound. For example, here in Brazil, there are some favorite kind of music that I don't like. It's called funky and sertanejo. Is more related to country, but not exactly like American country music. It's some specific kind of Brazilian song, and there is a reference to rural area, farm, and cowboys. I don't like much, but here in my place, they listen to it a lot. And I like more instrumental music.
Okay.
For example, Japanese music with flute and some other oriental instrument I like as well. From Andes. Some original people, they have a kind of music with flute,
A flute, yeah, a flute,
yeah,
yeah.
flute, and it's interesting as well. I like it.
Okay. What about in Campo Grande? Is there any particular place that you like to go to because it reminds you of something, or it creates a nice positive feeling for you? Or if you go to maybe the supermarket or a cafe, I think you have a cappuccino once a week when you go shopping. I remember that as being very special for you. Maybe there's a story there. that you like the atmosphere and the ambiance of a place like that? Is there something like that?
I would say that I have three favorite places. One is when it's my way from to airport when I walk 7 kilometers to go and 7 to come
To come
back.
back.
Yeah, and I spend a lot of around 3 hours to go and come back. And another place, it's a cafe. It's called La Parisienne. There is a the owner is a Frenchman, and his a wife is a Brazilian. I don't know them, but the workers told me, and it's a kind of a French environment. I like to go there, and when I go, I often have a book and I stay there maybe 1 hour or an hour and something to have a cappuccino and some piece of cake or a pie. That's a place that I like a lot. It's very calm. And another place is a park. It's called in English Indigenous Nations Park. It's quite large. It's possible to walk. There is a lake. It's possible to have an interesting picture. There is two museums there, but one is in renovation. Since I got here, it's a long time, and I hadn't opportunity to visit it. And the second one, it's about nation indigenous people. I was there 2 years ago with my ex-girlfriend, and maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went there again. But when they open the museum that is in renovation. It's about contemporary art. I'd like to go there as well. And there are many capybaras there. I don't know if you know capybara.
No, what's a capybara?
Okay.
Describe that to me.
I will look for a picture here. It's The and beaver, do you know beaver?
The animal, a
It,
beaver.
yeah, it's quite similar. And let me show you an image picture, and you can tell me if it look like the
Of
a
course, I
beaver.
of course I'm being the most, foremost expert on zoology and animals.
I think
Having studied them all my life, yeah.
it's the chat isn't work. I don't know why.
No, I switched that off earlier just to make sure that okay, so there you go. I've switched it on.
And here in my place, there are a lot of them. But they aren't aggressive. They don't attack you.
Yeah, that is a beaver. Yeah, I can see that quite clearly. So, yeah,
It's similar.
they're actually fascinating animals because
Yeah.
they can be very constructive actually they're quite intelligent. And I read in an article somewhere that a municipality wanted to build a dam, and it was such a complicated process and a little bit political, I think. It wasn't straightforward at any rate. And the beavers actually built the dam for the municipality. They did it, out of the gratitude of what that's what they do. And they saved the municipality, the local town, something like $11 million or something like that. So the beavers did what they do best.
Here we have a beaver picture, and you can say that they look like one another.
Exactly. So they look very similar. So this is a place that you like to go to.
I don't go very often because it is 10 kilometers far from my home, and it's necessary to go by car or by bus. But it's a place that I like it.
So can you try and describe it to us? Because without using pictures, to us listeners listening to this, describe it to us what to expect, what we would see.
This park is located in a high society class.
Okay,
It's
so in a rich part in a
near
ri
to a shopping mall.
okay so in a rich part of Campo Grande, okay, near a shopping mall.
I would say that an apartment around 100 square meter there costs 2 million of reais. That I would say probably 350,000 euros. It's quite expensive, and it's big. There are another place there. It's like a big aquarium, but its name is Biopark, where we can see many kinds of fish, and I think it was inaugurated 3 or 4 years ago. It costs a lot, and it was a subject of much political corruption, because it's something that cost any times more than it was.
So it went over budget, yeah. It was more expensive than planned. Okay. But just so for us to get a picture of it, is it it's big? Is there one lake? Are there many lakes? Is there a lot of grass area? Are there big mature trees there? Is there a recreational place for children to play games, a playground or something like that? Or what would it what's
There is a big large of with grass, and people can picnic, and there is some tracks to walk and to go by bike,
To cycle, yeah.
to cycle. For children, it's allowed to play soccer, and there are some specific place to for adults to play soccer, volleyball,
Okay.
and there is a arena that sometimes they organize show a public show. It's everything is free, and in my place, people used to take a likely tea. It's called tereré. It's a kind of herb that in the south of South America, countries like Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina, and Brazil drink. And but as here it's In the southern of Brazil, they drink in a hot temperature, but here, as is hot, people use it with iced water.
Okay.
And people go there and take their object to have this kind of iced tea. And they talk a lot, and they have picnic, and they take their children because it's an interesting place. And in the lake, in some days, it's possible to row like it's
A lake, yeah.
a yeah. It's a kind of it's similar to boats, but people row like e-sports.
Ah, okay. So it's, yeah, it's a lake, and it's still called rowing. Yeah, it's still called rowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it so does it feel calm in this park? Is it relaxing, or can it be full on the weekends if it's a nice day? Can it be full and almost overcrowded and unpleasant?
On Saturday and Sunday, it's very crowded. If you go on during the week, it's calmer than weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Because here, there isn't other place similar to that. In my opinion, this city lacks of some public place for people in general. That they don't have to spend money to enjoy themselves.
Okay. So, you mentioned another place that you like going to,
A cafe.
Le Parisien, the cafe. And you say that it feels very French, and it's run by a person who moved from France to Brazil, and he married a Brazilian. Tell us about this cafe and why you think it has a French feel to it. What makes it French in your eyes?
There are some signal with street name that is similar to Paris. There are some other French objects, some photos, even the names of cakes and pipes are in French. The last time I went there, I ate a cappuccino with pain au chocolat.
Au chocolat. Okay, so
Yeah, and there are croissants, some other things that are French. The quality of food is good, and normally, if you go there, for example, Sunday morning, you have to put your name on a wait list because there are many people. But normally, when I go. As I know that, I don't know when it's probably to be very crowded. And the waiters are very kind. Normally, no, everyone are young people. It's very organized. I like to go there, but it's not a very easy place to park around. Sometimes I have to park maybe not so far, around 100 meters far, because it's not downtown, but it's a neighborhood that's very commercial.
You've been to France. Does it feel like a French cafe in France?
Yes, I would say that is similar. The owner had intention to build and to provide a place that remind France.
Okay. Would it be someone that you would take me, for example, who lives in France? Would it be a place that you would take me to show, to have an espresso or a cappuccino or something like that?
If there is a place that I recommend,
So that, let's say I visit you in Campo Grande and you say, come on, I know the La Parisienne, let's go there and have a coffee, because you know I live in France. Would it be a place that
yes, it's
you
a
would?
place that I would invite you to go there with me. I think you would like to go there and appreciate their cakes, the pipes, and
Okay.
cafe or cappuccino.
Okay. So you have a croissant there, or a pain au chocolat, which is basically a croissant with chocolate inside. What other cakes, pastries do they
Yes, there are
serve?
some others, but I don't remember their names in French. There is a kind of pipe that is mixed salt and sweet, and they have like some pieces of onions. That is sweet and it's very interesting because we have cheese, some salt, and together. But I don't know the name in French. There are some interesting things there.
And what attracts you to it? Is it because it has a French atmosphere, or because it is
The food they serve is different from other cafes. For example, here is quite common to have many kinds of dough. I don't know how to say in English, but it's something that are fried. And they don't offer this kind of things that you find in almost other place. Of course, cafe and cappuccino are similar wherever we go. And the environment, the decoration, and outside there is a iron bench. And they are painted in the three French colors.
The
And
tricolor,
when,
yes. Red.
yeah, and sometimes people sit there when they wait for their table. It was something very organized that was done with attention. And that's interesting because since they opened, I think they had two renovations to enlarge the place.
Okay, so it's a fairly big place. Can you sit outside on one of these at one of these round bistro tables, with maybe a wicker chair or a wrought iron chair, sort of a round bistro table with a brass rim around it, and maybe sort of a formica top that looks a bit marbly? Is that what they have outside for you to sit at?
Yes, the most of table are inside, but there are a few tables outside that you are almost on the sidewalk. And I think it's not allowed to have dogs there. And they probably people who have some, their pets, they prefer the outside table and tie the pets something someplace around when they can take care of them.
So you said you go there because you like to sit there. The cappuccino is good, the croissant, the pain au chocolat is good. And you like to read a book there.
Yeah.
So it, does it have sort of a does it evoke a feeling in you like in Paris in the 1930s, the 1920s, when artists and literary people left their small cramped apartments, and they would meet in cafes to have discussions, to exchange ideas, to eat something. Does that sort of, is that one of the reasons why you go there, or what's the attraction?
I don't know if the environment brings some reference to old people, old times in France, but for me it brings some reference. But in general, I like cappuccino, and yeah, probably it's the French environment that connect me more. Of course, there are some other cafes that I have been or I go often, but this the one that I prefer most.
Okay. And when you go there, what time of the day do you go there? Is it in the morning or in the afternoon, or maybe?
Normally, I go in the afternoon around 4 p.m. And it's not so far from shopping mall where it's possible to go to watch a movie. It doesn't matter if I am on my car or if I can take an Uber and go to the shopping mall to watch a movie. It's not far. It's not at downtown, but it's a place that it's easy to go to any other place.
You said you could go to the mall to a cinema there and watch a movie, but if you were sitting in this cafe, you could people watch. You don't need to go and watch a movie. You can sit there and watch life go by, which is one of the attractions of sitting in a cafe in France or somewhere in Europe. You just sit and watch the people do their everyday things, or maybe you sit and you see the same people. So if we were to take this situation, you and I are sitting outside or maybe near the door, and we watch life go by as a movie. What would we see?
Yeah,
What would we see?
I think your comparison it's interesting because at least it happens to me when I go there. I'm not in a hurry. I can appreciate my cappuccino and my book, but it's interesting that it's not crowded because. I if it, the place there are some people waiting for a table, I don't feel comfortable to make people waiting if it, I'm just there to relax and read my book.
You
I
feel
don't feel comfortable.
guilty because there are other people who want to
Yeah,
sit at the.
For example, as I told you, Sunday morning is very crowded. That's when I don't go because I know that there are a lot of people that want to have a table to have their coffee and their snacks.
Well, Isma, let me gently provoke you here, and let's fantasize and bring in l'esprit français, the French spirit. So let us say that you're sitting at the at in this café La Parisienne. You are there with your book and your cappuccino, and you have. Another, the seat opposite you is free. So you have a table for yourself, and the seat opposite you is free. And maybe some attractive woman comes to s ask and say, "Is this chair free?" And you say, "Of course, madame, here it is, sit down." And you engage her in a wonderful conversation and maybe a relationship would develop out of this encounter, this spontaneous encounter. And you would not feel uncomfortable anymore because the seat is occupied. You're engaged in a wonderful conversation with an attractive woman. I mean, a good environment, something nice to drink and to eat, and an attractive person. It doesn't get more French than that, no?
It's an interesting frame, but it didn't happen till now
Till now,
because
that is the mot clé, that is the key word.
till
Is
now.
not until now. You never know. Go there tomorrow, and your life might change.
Most of people who go there, they don't go alone as me. They go with other people, and in general, they are younger than me. They are 30 or 40. And even some people go there to make business. Sometimes I observe some people are 2 or 3 are at a table and with their computer and talk about business. Sometimes it happens.
Maybe you're just going there at the wrong time of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go there on a Saturday late afternoon or Saturday evening, and
Yeah, in a different time that when it's not very crowded as Sunday morning.
I mean
But unfortunately, they don't open on Monday. And on Sunday afternoon, they are closed as well.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, most of cafes here in my city are closed on Sunday afternoon.
How strange. That would be the
Yeah,
time. That would
yeah.
be the time to make the most business. Why is that?
There was another one, which name is Café do Century. It was in a shopping mall. Mall, but I think they closed and they opened in it's in the same neighborhoods, but it's not so close, maybe less than a kilometer from one another. And I haven't been yet, but it's there is a reference to France as well, beginning with the name Café du
Okay.
Centre. When I go there, I'll take some picture to show you.
That would be good. But Isma, I'm on a roll here. So let us play this game. You are in the Café Le Parisien. And this attractive woman has decided to sit down at your table because there's a seat free. You engage in a nice conversation, and you exchange phone numbers and decide that you would both like to meet again. Where in Campo Grande would you take this person, or where might she take you to make this relationship just a little bit closer, just a little bit nicer, to get to know each other? Where would you take her, or what would you do? Would you go to the park with the beavers, or would you go What would you do?
If the person likes the same thing like me, I could invite her to walk on the park, as I told you, Indigenous Nations Park, or maybe to take her to a restaurant. There is a chain of Brazilian restaurant here that they have around Brazil, mainly capitals. Here in Campo Grande, I haven't been there because it's a good place to go with some company. But in Curitiba, we have two. I have been to two of them, and they serve most of some dish of fish. But it's not a place to go alone. Yeah, it would be a good place to take her there and to appreciate a good dish of with fish. And it's in the shopping mall, the same place that I told about cinema. Probably I invite her to go there.
You said it's a chain of restaurants, or a franchise of restaurants. Maybe for a sec first or a second meeting, yes, but don't you have anything a little bit more romantic, in Campo Grande? A little bit, insider, something that only very few people know about. I mean, you do want to impress her a little bit.
It all depends on the person because maybe a person can be more connected to material things or to nature. But I think that to observe the sunset at the airport would be a very romantic place.
Explain that to me.
Because of the landscape, it's possible to look very far the horizon. But unfortunately, the sunset is very fast. Yeah, it doesn't last for maybe half an hour.
So you have to maximize the opportunity. So you would take her to the perimeter of the airport where you walk to. And is there a bench or is there a hill that you can observe this sunset? Or, I mean, you want to impress her. You've got maybe half an hour to impress her on the beauty of the sunset. It will be dusk. It will probably get dark very quickly. She may feel unsafe or uncomfortable. How is this going to work?
No, there isn't any bench there. People take their chair to observe the sunset, the planes, but it's a quite safe place because there are many cars, many people circulating there. About safety, I imagine that there is no problem, but it depends on the person preference because it's not everyone who likes to go to a cafe to spend some time being not in a hurry, read a book, or to go to in a place to observe the sunset. It's not
Well,
something for
Okay.
everyone.
Well, I suppose it depends what you make of it. But I mean, you are at an airport. That would lend itself to some fantastic conversations about dreams and destinations and travel wishes and travel experiences. You know, that in itself already invites a whole lot of different. I mean, you're being so française here, monsieur. Yeah, you meet in a cafe, you have a philosophical discussion about life. You take her to a romantic place to observe the sunset, and you have wonderful discussions about traveling destinations. Maybe you could do together one day in the future. Who knows? I mean, you just have to develop it, play with it, let the fantasy do its thing. And
And
then.
at the airport, there are a nice cafe as well.
Okay, voila. So there you go. So you take her to the airport cafe and you could see the arrivals and the departures board. Voila, monsieur. C'est facile, pas?
You are inspired today,
No, I'm just using my imagination. Yeah.
yeah?
And the words that you give me. Okay, so maybe you could do that. Maybe not. It depends, as you say. Let us do this in reverse. Where do you think this attractive woman might take you? That because it's part of this voyage de découverte, this discovery. You know, she you were exploring each other's preferences, each other's likes and dislikes. Where do you think a woman that knows Campo Grande a little bit differently might take you, or suggest that you go there together? Maybe not take you, but suggest.
I know that I am a very different person because I don't drink alcohol, I don't like barbecue, and most of people in my country, even human women today, they drink alcohol and they like barbecue. Because I've been twice in a party with a group. There are around 15 to 20 people. There are only me and another girl who doesn't drink alcohol in around 20 people. All of them like barbecue. Based on these two characteristics, I think my universe of human, it's a little restricted.
There's about a million people who live in Campo Grande. 1.2, 1.3 million people is my. Are you telling me that 1.1.299998 all drink alcohol and all enjoy barbecues, and there's only you and somebody else in the entire population of Campo Grande who do not enjoy this?
No,
Maybe
of course, there are some other people.
This is the attraction. Yeah, maybe this attractive woman sees God, all the men are the same here. They have beer bellies, they drink alcohol, and they eat meat like it's the last day of life on this planet. I would like to meet a man with whom I can have a sensible conversation with. And I have him in front of me. His name is Isma. So it is a positive attraction that he does not drink alcohol and eat meat. So I'm not going to let you off the spot here, Isma.
It's possible. It's possible.
It is possible. Yeah. So
Yeah. But I.
this attractive woman is insanely captivated by you being different. She likes that. So where would she, where do you think she might invite you and say, look, why don't we do this or that together? Because it fits what she is, what she likes.
She could invite me to a vegetarian restaurant.
Voila.
Yeah.
Okay.
There aren't many here, but there are some.
Okay. And how would you react to this? That she says, I know this vegetarian restaurant in blah blah. How would you react?
If she liked it, I think it would be very interesting. And if she doesn't like, but invite me to provide me a place that I would appreciate the food, I would be I would appreciate her invitation because I could observe that she had intention to make me comfortable and to have a kind of food that I can eat. It would be nice.
Would be nice. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think, Isma, that as this this relationship becomes a friendship, do you think that the Parisienne would be your special place? Where you met and where everything started, and that you would maybe come back to that because it has such a special significance for you?
Yeah, I think it could be, yeah, very interesting point. And of course, we would be able to go there some other times.
Okay. All right. So the choice seems a little small, yeah. So you have a cafe, we have the airport, we have the park with the indigenous themes, we have a vegetarian restaurant. You have developed certain interests, or you have discovered that you share certain common interests. So based on what you are interested in, where would you take this person and have someone that you can now share these interests with, not just by yourself, but with this attractive woman as well, based on what you like to do? Where would you suggest? Not just cafes and restaurants, but other activities, cultural activities, sport activities. What else would there be for you to develop this friendship?
If she would be a sportive person, there is a place here because my area is quite plain, but there is a mount here. The most famous, it's 20 kilometers far from my city, and there it's. But if it would be a sportive person, because it's quite difficult to climb the mountains,
Okay.
and there it's possible to observe a long area and appreciate the horizon. But it's small, it's not a big mountain. I think it could be an interesting place to go on a weekend or on a holiday.
What about you like, look, I mean, one thing is that to go back to the origins, you are sitting in Le Parisien and you are reading a book. And maybe one of the topics of conversation is that she asks you, what are you reading? And you say, oh, you show her the book, I'm reading this, that, and the other. And maybe you discover that she too enjoys reading. So, are there some nice bookshops that you could explore together? Is there some sort of literary scene or something to do with books that you could do together?
In the same shopping mall that I mentioned twice, there is a big bookstore. I think it's the only one in my city, because people are reading less and less physical books. But it could be a good place to go together. And
So can you describe it to me? Is it a modern building? Is it something old-fashioned, with old dusty bookshelves and lots of books everywhere? Or what if you showed it to me, and I can't see it, what would you how what would I be looking for, looking at?
as it is in a shopping mall, it's a modern place. It's not big, but it's not so small. And probably, if she liked to read, I could offer her some book that she hasn't read yet. Maybe suggest some author that I liked. If she liked it, it would be an opportunity to materialize a friendship or some other kind of relationship that could be starting.
Okay, well, you're beginning to smile. You're beginning to warm to this topic. Okay. So from books, we move to the arts, to theater, to concerts, to music, to cultural events, to galleries, to paintings. The picture that I am getting from Campo Grande is that it is a big city, but it doesn't offer very much by way of developing a friendship based on interests around arts and culture. Or am I wrong? Would there be some cultural events that you could go to, some concerts or some plays, some Shakespeare plays or some Brazilian plays or something like that? Or is there not much for you to do there?
I don't know if I'm a pessimist person to analyze Brazilian people, but in general, if you put aside this barbecue and beer or party in general, Brazilians don't like to go to museum or to go to a gallery to observe something. There is a museum here. It's called José Antonio Pereira. Is the founder of my city. I've been there twice, one around 20 years ago, and the last one 2 years ago. And it's practically abandoned. The responsibility is from our municipality, and the person, the object is related to the family that found the city. It's abandoned. In my opinion, the city hall doesn't pay the necessary doesn't pay necessary attention to that. And I asked a few people about it. They have never been there, and even they don't know that it exists. And the indigenous people museum that I mentioned, I went some weeks ago. The first time, not the first time, I suppose that I've been there in my whole life 4 times, but the 2 years ago when I went there, which was in the morning, and I suppose that it was during the week. I suppose that there weren't even a half dozen people inside. And the last time I went, I went in a group from people that I take a literature course. Besides us, there weren't any other people. And it's something that is paid, but if you are a student or elderly people, you pay maybe 1 euro and a half. It's very cheap. Yeah.
I think Isma, then I think if Campo Grande doesn't offer what you and your lady friend would be happy with, then there's only one choice. You two have to create something yourselves to attract like-minded people. Now, let us say that money is not an object. Yeah, maybe this lady friends comes with a big bank account, or you have a big bank account, or let's just say that money is not a discussion point here. If you could create your own local space, what would you be creating? And what would it feel like, and what would it sound like? Who would want to come to this place?
I like something that similar I mentioned here, but I'm not someone that know deep about this subject. Then I think I couldn't lead like a presentation or a movement to increase this kind of offers for people.
Dream, just dream. Don't worry about the practicalities. Don't worry about the restrictions. Just let your imagination dream the most fantastic thing that you and your lady friend can possibly do.
We can create maybe a haikus tournament.
Okay, but
First, firstly, to provide a short course to teach people how to write haikus.
okay.
After that, we can have a haikus tournament, and sometime after maybe one of poetry, and why not one for a young musician, even related to the style that people here like. Here we have already three options,
Okay, but
suggestions.
I need a physical place for these people to meet. You would need a physical place for the haiku writers to come and write and recite their haikus. You would need a physical place for the poets to come and recite their po write or recite their poetry. You would need a physical place for the musicians to come and play their music, and you would need people to feel comfortable as all of these things are happening, and to feel comfortable would mean to have an ambiance that is nice to be in, and maybe serves some good food or some good coffee, and all at a sensible price. What would this space look like if you could create it, you and your lady friend could create it? What do you think it would look like?
I think you said just to imagine, like imagination. I think it's possible, but in reality, it wouldn't happen.
I don't care about the reality. I want the imagination. I want the fantasy. I want the dream.
To teach people, I suppose that it could be in a. Of course, it could now. It have to be in a public place. I have to look for some public institution, and the place to have the haikus and poetry tournament, the indigenous park, would be good because it's open and there is like an arena there. I think it even could attract the people that was strolling around. It would be a nice place to finalize the events, to teach people and to show them to how to write. I have to think some other place
Okay, and also
because it can be in a library because it's necessary people have to talk and a library isn't a good place to meet people and change ideas or maybe even in a school, yeah, if the principal allows to have some to use some place. Or in a condo public place like a place to organize barbecue or party if they have tables and chairs, I think it can be.
But don't you think that, I mean, you said to me that, or the impression I got from you was that Campo Grande doesn't offer very much for this kind of activity. Yeah, if you go to Paris or if you go to Strasbourg, yeah, there are cafes, there are nice buildings, there are museums, galleries, cultural events. There's a whole range of possibilities where people can do this. So the environment is there to stimulate people to do this kind of thing. So if Campo Grande doesn't have this, or the city can't, for some reason promote this, then you could create this special environment. You could create something where, in the same space, musicians poets and haiku writers can meet at different times and do their thing, and do their thing. Yeah. Because I think the and partly, you know, the environment creates this atmosphere which motivates people to do something.
I think that most of us don't know even what you like or we want to appreciate. And if the government, local government or state government creates some space, some events, and spread the news that something is happening, probably people can become interested in. Because the question is, we don't have some interesting place to go because people don't like, they don't go, or people don't go because the reasons. The park that I mentioned here, Indigenous Nations, I think it exists for around 25 years. But many people go there on weekends. But before, they didn't have other place to go. I think the government should provide some other place, some other activities to people have fun, and they don't have to spend a lot of money because most of people don't have money for recreation.
Okay, so basically the bottom line is that, and maybe you can confirm this because you have seen it and experienced it yourself, and maybe that is also the attraction that you like going to the Parisienne for a croissant, a pain au chocolat, and a coffee, a cappuccino. Because it is the closest that you can find that reminds you of France or Europe, where a lot of these things that we have been talking about are pretty normal. Yeah, where we have this environment, this cultural background, this history, the education system, etc., that to a certain degree you are looking for something that you can't find, but here in Europe, we have it and we don't notice it anymore because it is normal. Okay. So, Isma, I took you on a little journey. I hope you are not too depressed now because I fainted a bit.
You put me under pressure a lot today.
I meant it in a good, in a good way. So apart from having put you under pressure, what is the takeaway, out of this discussion for you?
You oblige me to think something that I haven't thought before.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't do
No,
that.
no problem, no problem.
I won't do it
Because
because.
after you asked me where I would invite some new acquaintance to have fun, yeah, I think it's not something that I do quite often, But you have some difficulties to find a place to invite someone to go together.
Well, at least you said that. At least you didn't say I would have difficulty finding someone to invite to go to somewhere. So that is not the difficulty. The difficulty is finding a nice place for this relationship, this friendship to evolve, to
According as I know myself, I think both.
Well, I didn't want to hear that, Isma. Okay. Isma, I know it's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, or now 10:20 in the morning on a Monday. Not maybe the most positive way to start your week with me putting pressure on you. I do apologize for this, but
No, don't worry. I think
but
it was interesting.
thank you for your cultural trip through Curitiba, not Curitiba, Campo Grande.
I told you that's the most interesting conversation I have when we talk together.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'll try not to do that in future. Yeah. I'll try to be as boring as many cities in Brazil. But hang on. I just wondered, this is my last word on this subject. Maybe you're in the wrong city. Maybe you need to go to São Paulo, because I know that Rosie likes going to the theater and doing all these sort of things.
Yeah, São Paulo, there are a lot of options.
Yeah, so maybe it's not you, or this, or maybe it's Campo Grande. So maybe you need to at some point pack up and go to São Paulo, where everything is there for you.
But for the ones who like a bar, you can find, I would say, Friday night, maybe 200 bars open. And imagine if you drink a beer in one of 200 bar open. It's almost impossible.
Do you know the English expression pub crawl? Have you heard of
Pub
what?
crawl.
Pub crawl, where you go
To go from a bar to
from bar
another.
to a bar to a bar. Can you imagine going through 200 bars in São Paulo? I don't think you would live to tell the story afterwards. I mean,
Yeah.
okay. Isma, I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you very, very much for your enlightening conversation. And thank you for people in our age. I mean, we together are 128 years old. Already going down the dating path is probably very difficult and challenging for us because the world has changed. But if you're in an environment where you cannot even sort of develop a friendship with somebody, I think we will. Our fates are sealed. Yeah, we're going to become grumpy old men. Yeah.
But sometimes you have to activate your mind to invite Mary to a different place as well, yeah?
Voila, there you
But
sit.
probably you have more options, yeah? Not in
We
Cleburne, but in Strasbourg or around.
do exactly, and that is we don't do it enough, because that may be the other side of the story. We have this mañana thing. Ah, tomorrow is another day, tomorrow is another day, etc. Yeah, so it's really about feeling alive and taking the chances and the opportunities as and when they present themselves. Yeah, Isma, thank you very much. It was brilliant.
I thank you.